Next is the temple opening address, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 18, 1976, in Hyderabad, India.
Anatha upasamam saksha bhakti yogam madhokhade lokasya ajanata vidyan chakre sattata samhita. This is a description of Vyasa, Vidwan. Even from literary point of view, if you see the contribution of Vyasa, it is not possible in any age. So many books, four Vedas, Vedanta Sutra, Upanishad, Puranas, and the most important contribution is the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is his last contribution. Under the instruction of his spiritual master, Narad Muni, he contributed Srimad Bhagavatam, Amalam Puranam. Amalam Puranam means there is no material contamination. Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharmatma kaha moksha, there are material contamination. But above this is the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva introduces dharma prodhita kaitavatra paramanimma saranam satam vastava vastuvam vidyamatra. Srimad Bhagavatam, dharmartha kam moksha. There are some contamination, cheating, but all these things are sona, prochit, prakrishta rupena ujjit. So, Siddhartha has given his comment on this. Atra mokha vancha api nirastam. Mokha vancha, to become one with the Supreme. That is also another cheating. So Siddhartha Swami has given his comment, very elaborate comment. The dharma artha kam moksha. People are busy, at least those who are human beings. Dharmi nahina pasubhi samana. Begin with dharma. Economic development, artha, dharma, artha, kaam, sense gratification, and at the end, moksha. Above moksha is bhakti. Moksha is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma-bhuta prasannātmā nasūcati-vinatāṅkati samah sarvesu bhūtesu madhavati lavati para. Without being on the platform moksha, nobody can enter into the bhakti. It is a misconception that bhakti helps moksha. Somebody says it is not the opinion of the shastra. Bhakti begins when one is already liberated. Moksha. Brahma-bhuta prasanna-atma. Without Brahma realization, aham brahmasmi, there cannot be jubilation, prasanna-atma. This is the sign. What is prasanna-atma? Na sochati, na kaṅkha. The material disease is everyone is hankering after something which he hasn't got. And when he loses that thing, he is living. It is true business. Sotati akanti.
So Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma, when one is actually self-realized, Brahma Bhuta, no sochati no kaam. This is it. Then samasya principle. Then it is possible to see equally everyone. Pandita samadarshana. So that is liberated state. So when one has come to the liberated state, from there he can begin madhavakti lavati para. Bhakti means the activities of the liberated state. That is not material things. So this Krishna consciousness movement is little difficult to understand because these activities are for the persons who have already attained moksha. Sagunana samatitta itana brahma bhujaya kalpa. And the Bhagavad Gita also it is stated, Mantrabhyavicharmi bhakti yogi naja sevate sagunana samatitta itana brahma bhujaya kalpa. So, do not misunderstand that bhakti is lower than something else. There are karma, jnana, yoga, bhakti. Bhakti is the ultimate. So if you want to understand the supreme, absolute truth, take from his instruction, madhyamamavijanati javanajasyami tattva. If you want to know Krishna, or the absolute, supreme personality of Godhead, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabdhati. The absolute truth is realized from three angles of vision. Impersonal Brahma, localized Paramatma, and ultimately Bhagavan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabdhati. So, if you want to understand Bhagavan, Brahma realization is possible. Arjya kritchena parampadam. This parampadam Brahma realization and Paramatma realization, dhyana avasthita tadgatena manasa apasyanti and yogi. But if you want to realize the last phase of the absolute truth, it requires bhakti. Bhaktyamam vijanati javana jasyami tvapat. Manusanam sahasreshu kaschid jadati siddhaye jadatamapi siddhyanam kaschid vedi mam tottap. This is the word used by Krishna personally. Nobody understands him. Tottap, what he is actually. We understand superficially. Krishna was born in Mathura and he was the son of Vasudev. And so on, so on. But one has to understand Krishna tattva in truth. And Krishna says, janma karmam samedi bamju janati tattva. Takta dehaṁ punar janmane. He is immediately becomes clear. If you understand simply Krishna tattva, then immediately you become liberated. The result is, Tatta dehaṁ punar janmanaiti. We are changing our body. Bhutya bhutya praliyate. We are accepting. People do not know even this. We have talked with many big, big professors in Europe, in Moscow also. And they say, Samiji, after the annihilation of this body, everything is finished. But we get instruction from the Bhagavad Gita, na hannate hannamane sarire, nitya shasatayam. We are missing our own culture that we do not take very much care to understand Bhagavad Gita. As it is, we make our wrong interpretation and spoil the whole thing. These habits should be stopped. Otherwise, our culture is almost already lost. Then this Bharatiya culture, it is very important culture. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, that Bharat Bhumide Manusha Janma Haila Jaya Janma Sartha Kari Paro 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 Paro. The Bharat Bhumi is meant for doing good to others. Bharat Bhumi is not meant for exploiting others. This is not Bharat Yamsa. Paro Paro. So, every Indian, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because every Indian is born Krishna conscious, naturally has got in his thing. Don't destroy it. Don't destroy it. That is our request. We have got already, we have seen practically, whenever we hold some festival in Calcutta, Bombay and other big cities, thousands of people, 20,000, 15,000, 30,000 people. They're hankering. If we simply introduce this Krishna consciousness movement, you will very soon see that the face of India is different. Anartha upasamam sāsāt. We have captured so many anartha. Anartha means meaningless life. Anartha upasamam sāsāt. Bhakti yogam madhukkari. Lokasya janata. The foolish people, they do not know it. Therefore, vidyān chakre sātata saṅgita. The sātata saṅgita is Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. So, let us combinedly preach the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. Bhagavad Gita ends, sarva dharmān prityajya mamekam saraṇam. This is the end of Bhagavad Gita's instruction. That give up all nonsense, just take shelter under my lotus feet. If you hesitate that if I give up everything, you haven't got to give up everything, but you have to understand the meaning of life. Arjuna, when he understood Bhagavad Gita, he did not give up his profession as a military man. But what was the change? The change is Krishna inquired from Arjuna, what is now your decision? I have spoken to you everything about jnana and guhya guhyatam. Now you consider upon it and whatever you like, you do. Yathe chasi tatha kuru. So, upon this, Arjuna replied, nastamo. My illusion is now over. Nastamo sviti labha. My memory is now returned. Karishe bhajanam. I shall act according to you. This is Krishna consciousness. Try to understand what is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. You haven't got to give up everything. You can be engaged in everything, but if you utilize everything according to the instruction of Krishna, then it will be successful. Otherwise, it will be failure. So we have tested all these things, how many programs and plans we have made and everything has failed. Why not try to take the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and try to utilize it for practical life, and it will be successful. There is no doubt about it. I am speaking from my practical experience. Now these foreigners, they are neither Hindus, nor Indians, nor Brahmanas. How they are taking? They are not fools and rascals. They are coming from respectable family, educated. We have got our centers in Iran and so, in Tehran. I'm just coming from there. We have got so many Mohammedan students, and they have also taken to it. In Africa they have taken to it. In Australia they have taken to it. All over. So that is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram. Sarvatra prachar kaile murna. This is a prediction about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. as many towns and villages as there all over the world. This Krishna consciousness movement will be spread. So, there is no credit for me, but it is only a teeny attempt, an humble attempt. So, if one man could do, if you say, some such prayer, so why not all of us? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given power of attorney to all Indians. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hailyata. He is speaking to the manushya, not to the cats and dogs. So, manushya janma hailyata, janma sattva. First of all, try to understand what is the purpose of life. That is called janma sattva. Janma sattva pari karupar. Go. Everywhere there is very good demand for Krishna consciousness. So, everyone should be prepared, everyone should understand Bhagavad Gita. Of course, it is not possible to for everyone to go. Still, if one understands, that is also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Amarajnaya guru haiya taro eintis. He said, everyone of you become a guru. How can I become guru? I am not very learned scholar, I have no education. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, even though you are not very much educated or not born of a very high family, you simply jare dakho tare koho Krishna upadesh. That's all. You become a guru. Krishna upadesh, don't adulterate it. But as Krishna says, you say, you become guru. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, I have tried to follow the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, and I am presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. There is no magic, there is no jugglery, and people are taking. If you do that, everyone will be happy, the world will be happy, and India's glory will be spread all over the world. Thank you very much.